rear window, that trombone shot, though.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
It's Mr. Movies himself, Steve Newell.
Let's go with that. Okay, let's go with Mr. Movies.
It's better than like Lord Couch Potato, right?
I mean, Jesus, John. it is heaps better. But I was just thinking, like, someone else must have claimed Mr. Movies. Come on.
Okay, well, mate, I'm just doing it here on the fly, right? It's Wednesday.
Yeah, fair enough.
So the sun is shining and you're here with a smile on your face.
Well, it's I am because you called me Mr. Movies. It's appropriate today because today I'm not Mr. Episodes or Mr. TV Shows. It's all about the bloody movies.
Mm.
It's all about the cinema.
Yes.
It's all about Cinema Paradiso. It's a big week at the movie theatres this week because we've got two very, very different films on release. In one corner, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
Yeah, that was a big old block. The first one was a big old blockbuster when that came out, right?
Yeah, it's like I think it got like $1.4 billion or something it earned.
Yes.
So very much on track to do the same thing. Interesting place the film finds itself, though, in that it doesn't feature the star of the original Black Panther, with Chadwick Boseman sadly passing away not long before they kind of started the wheels rolling for the sequel. And having seen the film last night, I can say that some of it, maybe like the sort of first act, sort of first third of the film, does really channel a lot of emotion about Boseman not being part of it.
Mm-hmm.
They've very much sort of worked that into the narrative of the story, and it feels a bit more emotionally compelling in people's grief than you might normally get from an MCU film. Of course, it just then goes on to just become like every other Marvel film over its 2 hours and 40 minutes of running time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, for a minute there, it was a very sincere feeling, kind of channeling of grief from castmates. Because what they've done here is they write the character off in the opening minutes of the film, and then so it is other characters grieving for Boseman's character.
Does a strong new protagonist come through? I guess people who've been paying attention to the promo probably know that already.
Well, if you're annoyed, say hypothetically you live in a red state in the United States of America, and say hypothetically you might not be overly enamored with the concept of a Black Panther to start with, boy, I've got some news for you because the main character is a woman. Yeah. But it's kind of, it's very much sort of an ensemble cast. It's probably maybe like sort of three contenders for star. But yeah, it really did hold my attention for the first sort of 30, 40 minutes before
the action kicked in and you just kind of zoned out and went, this is a bit over the top.
A little bit. But, I just thought we all know what's going on with the Marvel films. There's sort of not really much you can do to analyze them.
Mm-hmm.
So I've just come here today to tell you what's different, and what's different about this one is that it has a good kind of emotional core and it's opening a little bit. Actually, one thing that I really did appreciate was they've changed that opening Marvel intro that has all the comic book panels and the different characters. It's all Chadwick Boseman. So it's a kind of really, really sincere farewell to a dude gone far before his time.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of... I'm not going to say what I just about said. But what I'm going to do instead is talk about Mr. Organ.
Yes.
Now... you know, it might feel like we're living in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but what we're really doing is living in Mr. Organ's universe. And we're all going to be welcomed into that as we see this documentary. This is the new film by David Farrier. He's been doing the rounds on media over the past week to promote it. And people with longer memories will remember this from the strange car clamping stories he was doing for Spinoff.
So good. I loved reading those. Man, they were fantastic.
Indeed. And what he uncovered there was a gentleman with a very interesting background, a very interesting approach to emails and to legal threats.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like the smell of catnip, got Farrier out to make a doco about him. And as you will have seen from the trailer, if you watched it, partway through this process, he kind of starts going, what the F am I doing? This is a terrible idea.
Mm-hmm.
That's because he kind of gets stuck with someone who, far from being an a solely unwilling subject. It's kind of part wants to be part of the movie, part wants to steer its direction, and seems to partly sort of resent it as well, because it's quite exposing. There's a lot of people coming forward in this film to talk about things that have happened to them in their experience with Michael Organ. Mm. It's a pretty challenging watch in some of those facets. Although, you know, with sort of all the painting of him as a villain in the media, which personally I don't disagree with, it's also important to note that this is a film that's frequently quite funny as well. Mm-hmm. He's not a character without humour, whether it's deliberate at times or inadvertent at others. Mm-hmm. So I think what I took away from this is that he's a very extreme version of personality traits that we probably all encounter in flats, workplaces, in our friend groups. And normally you can kind of navigate them. Normally they're, you know, relatively small bumps.
Yes.
But here,
this guy's got the lot. He's got the works.
Full noise. Yeah. Like, doesn't feel like a moment goes by that some kind of bigger game is being played than the conversation you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And also, as we see in the film, some of those conversations go for a very, very, very long time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever really been filibustered in a conversation for hours, but that's well within the wheelhouse of Michael Organ.
Is this going to get picked up overseas, you think?
Yeah, Farrier's got a global viewership, readership. And I think that even though this is a very specific story of someone that starts by clamping cars in Ponsonby or New Zealand's Beverly Hills, as it's described in the film, and then he moves to Whanganui, it's still... Thus, these are still kind of very human characteristics at a very extreme level. So, yes, it might remind me slightly of a flatmate, but it will also remind someone in the States of a roommate or whatever. Like, it's New Zealand specificity will definitely generate certain laughs that are different for audiences here than audiences overseas.
And maybe certain horror as well, because Tickled was about a sort of American villain, you know, like villain to use that term a little bit casually, but now this is, sounds kind of bad because he's on our shores.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a it's kind of a, I guess you could use the expression, banality of evil. Some of the things we see in the film are just very, very normal, and other things we see in the film are decidedly not normal. It's hard to say too much about it without really kind of getting into the nitty gritty. But it's comes highly recommended. Mr. Organ, it will, you know, be battling for screen space against Black Panther 2.
Mm-hmm.
So do go and support it. And once you've seen it, and once you've had the many, many conversations you want to have on the way home, then maybe it's maybe you'll kind of be ready to find out some of the things that have been happening in the background leading up to this film's release, because it certainly does not end with the credits rolling.
Yes.
Jesus.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the MCU, it seems like it's without end, and also the Michael Organ universe also seems like it is without end.
No. Oh, one of those ones. All right. Hey, Steve, was there anything else, or are we going to leave it there?
That's Mr. Movies signing off.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.